This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Once we get rolling again, the capacity of the federal government to invest in the economy, to support businesses and individuals, will ensure that we bounce back strongly. We have the fiscal room to do this because of prudent decision making over the past 5 years. We will be able to ensure that our economy gets back up to speed very quickly.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Agar. That was the Prime Minister, of course, from yesterday. And we expect the Prime Minister to speak again at 11 this morning to further update all of us on what the federal government is doing in this unprecedented time. Neil Hetherington joins me now, CEO of Daily Bread Food Bank. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you and your family?
We're doing fine, and I got to say, I'm surrounded by a group of volunteers and staff at the Daily Bread Food Bank who are going to extraordinary lengths to make sure the orders go out on time to all of the food banks all across the city. We haven't missed a single delivery, and that has been there's been a lot of planning behind it, but I would say there's also been a lot of luck and religion to make sure that that happened.
Okay, when you say deliveries, is that different, or is it? Have you now replaced people coming into the food bank with you delivering out?
It's a both situation, not an either or. What we have done, so we are delivering to all of the food banks across the city that are our partners. We did have some challenges in terms of logistical support and staffing and being able to be able to have all of the drivers on the road. And then within our food bank, we have partnered with Global Medic and set up a mobile tent. So that the building where food originates from does not now have anyone other than a skeleton staff in place, and food is delivered via a conveyor belt to this tent, so that there's no disruption to individuals who need to access food from the Daily Bread Food Bank, while at the same time we're keeping our employees and volunteers as safe as possible.
What kind of a mix do you have of employees and volunteers? And in this current situation, can you use more volunteers?
Actually, we have reduced the number of volunteers. So one of the things that we thought was, how do we, within our pandemic plan, how do you reduce the risk as much as possible? And that's following Toronto Public Health's guidelines. So we are operating, making use of staff generally in the building, and it's half of the staff. So half the staff are working on one shift and then the other half on another shift for a period of time. And so the building looks quite empty, and we've gone down to our basic core mission. So getting the food processed and out, and so that has taken away from things like finance. Our accountants are out sorting food and making sure that it gets onto the forklift into the trucks. It means that yesterday I was a truck driver for the day, and had a great opportunity to be able to deliver the food to the different food banks. You just got to do what you got to do and make sure that that the food goes out on time as we have promised, and we've been able to do that.
I'm talking to Neil Hetherington. He's the CEO of Daily Bread Food Bank. How many people are you serving right now?
Well, at any given week, there are over 15,000 families that are coming to food banks. There were over a million visits last year to food banks, and this was while things were good. And so we just heard, 2 hours ago, I believe, that the United States released that 70,000 Americans had applied for unemployment insurance. And I am sure that those numbers will be mirrored in Canada. And so we know that we've got a rise in the food bank usage to begin with, and that we're only at the beginning of individuals who are going to need to make ends meet and make use of food banks. So we're gearing up for that. We're increasing the flow of food coming into the building. And I've got to say, you know, we're very, very grateful not only for Global Medic, but also for the mayor's office in terms of making sure that the facilities that we need to distribute food for are going to remain open. They've been very nimble and quick and responsive to that.
How do you get the food? Is it donated? Do you have a budget? How's it work?
Sure. So we are still accepting donated food, and we'd be very grateful if anybody listening right now would drop off food at a fire hall or go on Amazon and have it delivered to 191 New Toronto Street and just pick food that you'd like to eat and have it delivered here. We'll get it out. We are also making larger quantities of bulk purchasing. So we have not seen an issue when it comes to our supply chain. And so we are making purchases. We are shifting a little bit more from all the fresh food that we normally would deliver to a little bit more of a mix of shelf-stable. And we're making those purchases. We are accepting industry donations. Campbell's has been fantastic in donating an increased number of soup cans to us. And so the food is still flowing in. Our logistics are coming on board in terms of making sure it flows out the way it should. And we are only in stage 3 of 6 when it comes to our pandemic plan. And so things are looking like they're, you know, we're adjusting to a new normal.
Well, I hope you never get to 6. Neil Hetherington is with me, CEO of the Daily Bread Food Bank. In addition to all of those things you just mentioned, Neil, do you take straight up financial donations? Some people are fortunate enough to still be working, know that their salary will come in. Can they help out a little bit there?
You know, the answer is absolutely. Now more than ever. You know, it's been difficult, and we are going to have to purchase more food than we normally do. And so if you do have the means to do it, it is needed, and it is very much appreciated if individuals go on to dailybread.ca and make a financial contribution, or the North York Harvest and make a financial contribution there. You know that when you make a dollar donation, it's leveraged and it's going real far, and it's going to individuals in the city that desperately need it. The average food bank user has on average $7.83 a day to survive on after paying for rent. So even before this, there was a crisis. We are very grateful for individuals considering making a donation.
Neil Hetherington is with me, CEO of Daily Bread Food Bank. You said 15,000 families you would serve in a week. Do you have forecast numbers of what you think that's going to be like over the next month or so?
You know, everything is an unknown. And so, you know, what we are doing in terms of our forecasting is that we're flying blind a little bit on this. But I would not be surprised if you see it over the next 3 weeks come to double the number of individuals who need to make use of food banks. And so that's alarming. But, you know, people who are listening right now have the opportunity to step up and really demonstrate the leadership and the values of our city and be able to respond to that by dropping off food, by having food sent, by advocating, or by making a financial contribution.
Give me a website people can go to.
Sure, dailybread.ca. Real
simple. Well, that's pretty simple.
Really simple. Dailybread.ca. You can be part of this extraordinary group of volunteers and staff who are allowing operations to continue the way they ought to continue.
Unfortunately, Neil and everyone else there will be a lot busier over the next little while. Neil Hetherington, CEO of Daily Bread Food Bank. Thanks for your time today. All the best.
Thanks, Jerry. Bye-bye.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.